This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to juz number 28 and it starts with Surah Mujadala. Surah Mujadala is where there is a woman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time. She has a complaint that she wants to bring about her husband and she brings it in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now bringing that, the whole of the surah is a lot about secrets and secret life and secrecies that people have. So if Allah says in ayah number 7, doesn't matter what whisperings you've had, what secret meetings you've had, if you are 3, then he's the 4th. If you are 5 having that meeting, he's the 6th. And if you are more or less, he's always the other that's listening to that conversation. And even in the Prophet ﷺ's time, some of the Jewish people started to whisper in his gatherings to try and cause a bit of friction amongst them. Why? Because they would take the Prophet ﷺ's time, they would steal his time, take him aside, whisper in his ear about things that were really futile. And they were wasting the time. So Allah imposed that people who talk to that Prophet ﷺ like that and take private time of him must give some sadaqah before they start whispering to him. And obviously the problem stopped because those people didn't want to pay up. So the ayah talks about then right at the end of the surah tells us about the Day of Judgment, that those people who are very fond of the believers, they will be together. And those who were against the believers, they will find themselves in a group on the Day of Judgment. We then come to Surah Hashr, and Surah Hashr is a lot about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam having a situation with some Jewish people in his time where he had to exile them from Medina. Why? Because they were being treacherous, they broke the agreements, they then started to make a lot of plots against the Muslims. These are only a few sort of Jewish people in the Prophet's time. And the Prophet had to deal with them because they were already in fortresses, well-built fortresses that were saving them and securing them from any onslaught. And Allah says that no matter how much you think that they would never leave those fortresses, when He wants them to leave, He will make them leave. And the same, we should think that any enemy that you've got is no tough enemy when Allah wants to come and intervene. And this surah is beautiful in the sense that it links us up with a lot of about politics. And if you really look at this surah and you think about politics of what's going on in our time, you will find a lot of meaning. I'm going to leave that to you. But it tells us about thinking and connecting ourselves with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and only knowing Him through His sifat and through His attributes and so on. These are towards the end of the surah, and tells us that we should not become the people who forget Allah, because those who forget Allah, Allah leaves them to themselves and they forget their own purpose of life on this earth. This is ayah number 19. We then come to Surah Mumtahina. Surah Mumtahina is a surah when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already come to Medina and the truce had already taken with the people of Makkah, and they had to now accept certain people who were migrating from Makkah to Medina. And these people who were migrating, some of them you had your doubts whether they were really believers or not. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gave some instructions here, and He said, look, you can show your goodness towards the non-Muslims and you can show your goodness towards the people, unless of course you see something treacherous, you're not supposed to associate with such people. But otherwise, if they're clean people, you can associate yourselves with them, even if they're non-Muslims, even if they're people who don't believe in your faith. This is in ayah number 8, ayah number 9. And towards the end of the surah, Allah tells us that if they are to come and join the believers, then they should join with the good practices that the Muslims have. What are our good practices? Our good practices are, and again, we summarize it in ayah number 12, is that we don't steal, we don't fornicate or commit adultery, we don't kill children, we don't come with blasphemy against people, we don't commit any kind of disobedience in anything that is well known, and we are people who seek forgiveness. If these things are there, qualities are there, then people can join us on these same grounds. We come to Surah Saf, Surah Jum'ah, and Surah Munafiqun. So Surah Saf, Surah number 61, really tells us that The people of this ummah who've got money, they should spend their wealth and money in the service of Allah for this deen to substantiate itself. And if you look at one ayah, it sums it up. It says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Allah says, shall I tell you of a commerce that if you enter that commerce, it will save you from the punishment of the hellfire? If you believe in Allah, you strive in the path of Allah with yourselves and with your wealth, and then this is sort of better than, you know, this is sort of better, and you will actually find what Allah has promised, and sins will be forgiven, and Allah will give us Jannah in return of that. And He asks us to do that in terms of our wealth and struggling. In Surah Jumu'ah, what Allah tells us in Surah number 62 is that the people who've got knowledge and the people who've got their good understanding of the deen, they should spend that in the right way of communicating with people, with their amal, with their action, so that they can substantiate this deen. So number one was the wealth in Surah Saf, and second one was Surah Jumu'ah with knowledge, and with knowledge comes practice. So one of the things Allah tells us is that when it comes to the time of Jumu'ah, put your knowledge to practice and come on time and listen to the khutbah or to the sermon that is being given, and not to sort of be inclined towards the world when you're actually in the masjid itself. This is in the last part of Surah Jumu'ah. Surah Munafiq tells us that the other way of substantiating this deen and this religion is that we've got to have the faith in the believers, and we've got to substantiate them with the right dignity. There are people who are munafiqs around us, and people within the Muslims with Muslim names, Muslim backgrounds, Muslim, they're born Muslims and so on. But they will be the very source that will try and weaken us. And Allah tells us that these people will not succeed. He gives us a lot of the qualities of the munafiqs and the hypocrites in this surah, and it's actually called the surah of the munafiqs. So we've got to watch out of these people and make sure that we differentiate ourselves from these people. Then we come to Surah Taghabun, Surah number 64. And the capture of this surah is that on the Day of Judgment, though we come with good actions on that day, there will be certain people who will snatch and steal our actions because we have done something bad to them. And this is something for us to worry about. If you look in ayah number 9, you will see this captured. And Allah tells us to be careful of even the families around us, even the children, you know, just to give them their right and their haqq, but to make sure that they don't become a means of becoming a test for us on this earth. Ayah number 14 and ayah number 15, even your wealth, be careful of that wealth taking you away, because that will be another means on the Day of Judgment. You'll have to worry about how you spent it, what you had. And Allah tells us, spend it. Don't have the stinginess inside you that stops you from spending it, because all of it is from Allah, and we will get plenty of more in return. We come to Surah Talaq after this, Surah number 65. And the whole surah tells us that if there are people in family problems and family ties, they're having problems, and they are in a situation where they need to separate, but by separating, they're thinking, well, financially they might lose out. Allah tells us that, look, first we should try and stick together. We should not break up the family. But if he ever gets to that stage, then whosoever depends on Allah, Allah will give them an opening, or Allah will be enough for them. And He tells us a lot of ahkam, a lot of rules about what happens once we split up as husbands and wives. But towards the end of the surah, Allah tells us that those people who are with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they listen to the ayahs of the Quran, they take heed of the Quran, they will be people which will be going from darkness towards light, and they will be on the Day of Judgment in a good state where Allah will look after them, and they will be in the gardens and so on and so forth. That's mentioned towards the end of the surah. Surah Tahrim, which is the last surah of this juz, captures a time in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time when a couple of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam played a joke on another wife to try and make her not give a drink to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A beverage she made which was halal, and they kind of said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it's kind of his breath is probably smelling, and that kind of made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not go to that wife and other wife and have a drink. But then what happened is the whole thing was revealed. The whole thing came down. Allah brought the surah down to notify the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what some of his wives had done, and this was all done in a rivalry of one another, and it was all in good faith, nothing horrible intended. But they were reprimanded that people who are close to the Prophet ﷺ shouldn't take that advantage. And family members specifically, this is about family members, that our own family members, we're supposed to save them from the fire of hell. This is in ayah number 7, we've got that duty. And those people who will do the good tawbah, good sincere repentance to Allah, this is their reward. This is in ayah number 8, that they will not only have their sins forgiven, they will enter Jannah, they will be with the Prophet ﷺ and the believers in the Day of Judgment, they will have light when it comes to the dark moments of hellfire, and the dark moments of the Sirat and the bridge. And finally Allah tells us that even the wives of Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam, when they didn't believe, their consequence was an evil consequence. They will not be with their family members on the Day of Judgment. And when Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, she actually believed, Fir'aun will not be with her, but she will be in Jannah. So it depends, it doesn't matter what family member you are, your consequence will be your consequence, not because of your partner or whatever else happened at that time in this dunya. And that's the end of the 28th juz. ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سلام ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يحلوى تلك السنين